I'm Carson, and this is how Christ changed my life. My earliest memories, most vivid memories I have, are of my home church. I was aware of God at a young age, going to kids' church with my family, and then going out to dinner with them after, and them bombarding me with questions of what I learned, like I was being interrogated. As I continued to get older, I found out what kept pulling me there was the insistency of my family to bring me there, and also a welcoming community of friends and just fun activities. And I remember so many great things. The crazy food challenges, the small group times, and even some friends I'm still in close contact with today. I was loving it, and I had no idea that it was all about to end. And I remember this thing called COVID came by. I think we all remember that. But it shook the foundations of my faith. I was waiting for so long to go back to this building, exhausted of what it did to me in isolation. And when the doors, when the earth settled back down and the doors for the church were open again, I said, let's go. And my family said no. It turns out, during that time, from COVID's aftermath, my brother was finding his own way in college. My other brother didn't agree with the system and the ideas the church had in place. My dad loved watching church online so much that he spent the rest of his time there without a community. And my mom, she revealed that she never knew God or cared about God in the first place. This put me in a position to decide if this church was something much more than a place of once-a-week visits and extraordinary games. But here's my issue. I was so confused and isolated after my family left the place that I didn't know how to reach out and ask others for support. I spent a lot of Sunday mornings alone in a house of worship of God, hearing the wisdom of the Almighty God. But all I could think about was the people who I loved so much that left me there. As high school came to an end, I started to trust God more and more for some miraculous reason. I started praying through the hard times, and then eventually I opened up the Bible because I felt like I could really relate to the people. Then, coming into OU, that changed everything too. I found this place, and it wasn't until I joined a community group, and found this guy named Joe, who sat me down, and he showed me one of these, the Knowing God Personally booklet. I looked at him, and I laughed. On the inside, I didn't want to hurt his feelings. Sorry, Joe. I was raised in a church, and you want to walk me through the fundamentals? I know this stuff. I'm getting secondhand embarrassment right now. It's crazy. But what was even crazier was the fact that the first question he asked, what separates us from knowing God personally, I couldn't answer it. Or the question after that. It hit me all in that moment. After all that time in this church, I never took the time to understand what I was fighting for, what I was believing in. And in that moment, that's where I truly knew God. That's where I really heard the gospel for the first time. I really learned that there was a God who loved me. And despite me trying to be good enough for other people, God saw me and he said I was good enough for him. By entering into a real relationship with Christ, I was able to put aside the past fears of what I failed to do and was able to look forward with so much joy to what God had for me. And man, what did I find? So much of like my experience in this place I found through service. My freshman year, I joined the greeting team. And I was connecting people to older people in faith who could guide people closer to Christ. And then after that, I joined the sound team, hoping to make the band as strong as possible so everyone could worship Christ freely and openly. I found so much that I even took that service home, back to my home church, and I started to help out with the kids' ministry to make sure that these children did not burn the place down. And I had, God knows I didn't have the skills to do any of these things. And I was out of my depth, let me tell you that. I was out of my depth. But he didn't care. He doesn't care for what we lack. He sees us and he says, you're hired, you're in. What are you going to do? What's your choice? I'll leave with you this verse, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. And it's a constant reminder that the God of the universe sees you in your difficulties and gives you the strength to move beyond fear. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. If any of this resonated with you, feel free to come down and I'd love to share more of my story with you. I'm Carson. This is my 180 story.